Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah to be in Hashem today. We will be learning Daf Resh Nun Aleph Amid Beis. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Iruvei Chatzeres. We pick up today on the bottom line of Resh Nun Aleph Amid Aleph with Simin Shin Pei Beis Sif Yud. Our learning should be a schus for Akedoko Beis Yisrael and the student about Sarah Bashivya. Ha'im de Bei Bayom Bein Bei Abasha Hamokim Yerachim Alehim. The Eitziyam Yisrael Lervacha Me'afelu La'ira Mishivad La'gu'ula Hashta Bagolo V'sman Kariv V'nemar Amen. Our learning should be a schus for Fuh Shalema for Achia Godel. Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel Yitzhak Ben Sien Ben Dusha Rivka Bashir Aleach Hava Hadassah Basrael Zeserel Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malka Chana and for Yeruchim Ben Masha. They should all have Rufuah Shalema B'Sayich Shar Chayle Yisrael. So, we're continuing to discuss the halachas that pertain to situations when you have an Eino Yehudi living together with Yisraelim, and the question of being maskir rishus from renting out the rights from the Eino Yehudi so that the Yisraelim in the Chatzer should be able to make an Eruvei Chatzeros. And again, the underpinning of the Derabbanan requirement that you have to be maskir rishus from the Eino Yehudi, really the dira of the Eino Yehudi is not considered to be a dira in the context of the halachas of Eruvei Chatzeres. However, Chazal really did not want Yidden living together with Einam Yehudim in a chatzer. They said, Shema Yilmai Mimaisav, we don't want Yidden learning from the Einam Yehudim. And therefore, Chazal did something to really inconvenience you. You're going to have an Eino Yehudi in the Chatzer. You're going to have to go to him. You're going to have to be maskir rishus from him in order for you to be able to make an Eruvei Chatzeros. The Eino Yehudi is not going to be interested in this. He's going to be choshish that you're doing some kind of maisei kishafim to him. He's not going to be cooperative. So this is something which is going to become a major inconvenience. And what will end up happening, hopefully, is that you will not have this Eino Yehudi in the Chatzer. At the same time, Chazal did have to allow for the possibility that there is going to be an Eino Yehudi there. We are in Golos. And therefore, they did allow for it, but in an inconvenient way. You have to be maskir rishus. Says the Mechaber, Sif Yud. Im sachru mimenu bal karchai. Let's say you went ahead and you were maskir rishus from him against his will. And we'll see exactly what that means in the Mishnah Berurah. But for right now, the Mechaber says, if you did it bal karchai einai moyel, it is not effective. And says the Mechaber, this is true, afal pi shehu ragel lahaskir mikoidim. Even though, until now, you have managed to be maskir rishus from the Eino Yehudi. So let's say somebody from the Chotzer went over to Tony, our Eino Yehudi, in January of 2025, and they explained to him that they want to be maskir rishus from him, and he said, sure, no problem. They gave him a $5 bill, he accepted it, and now they're covered for 2025. Then comes 2026. Now, we learned already earlier, since they did it for a set period of time, when that time period lapses, you need a new haskaras rishus. You got to do it all over again. So, January 1st, 2026, they go over to Tony and they ask Tony, okay, remember we did this last year? We'd like to be maskir rishus from you. And he says, no, I don't know. I read some things online about this Eruv thing and not for me. Not something that I'm interested in doing. So now they want to go ahead and they want to do it bal karchai, says the Mechaber. Even though in this case, this Eino Yehudi has in the past been agreeable to joining the Eruv. So you might think that that's a mitigating factor. Maybe now we could do it bal karchai, says the Mechaber. No, even in such a case, you cannot do it bal karchai. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. It's on the bottom of Resh Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Mishnah Berurah is cut Lamed Aleph. Says the Chafetz Chaim, bal karchai. What does this mean, bal karchai? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pirush, Ein yechaylim litain schirusai lirishusai. You cannot take the money for the schirus, bring it into his house, lahanichai lefanav ala shulchan, and plop it down on the table in front of him. Even if this is an Eino Yehudi who's done this with you in the past, you can't just walk in, put the money in front of him on the table, and say to him, Here is the rent for your rights in the chatzer. Shehelonu rishus l'taltal b'chatzercha, so that we should have the ability to be metaltal in your chatzer, l'shana, for the year, k'moyim l'fanim, like we have in the past. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that this is the taich of Bal Korchai. What problem is the Mishnah Berurah coming to address? Well, I think the problem over here is, if you read the words of the Mechaber simply, and you look at it, you say, you can't be Masker Rishos Bal Korchai. What that sounds like is, you go over to Tony, and you say, listen, we'd like to be Masker Rishos from you. And Tony says, no, I am not doing it. And you take the money, and you shove it into his hand, and you say, I don't care what you want. You did it for us in the past, and you're going to do it for us again. And you take the money, and you stick it in his hand. And Tony takes the money, and he says, ah, oh, you Jews, you know. And then he sticks the money in his pocket. All right, that's not Bal Korchai. That's not Bal Korchai. He accepted the money. Once he accepted the money, he accepted the deal. Now, maybe he's not happy about it, but he took the money. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying that that cannot be the pirush of Bal Korchai over here. So what is the pirush of Bal Korchai? The pirush of Bal Korchai is you go into his house and he says, no, I'm not interested, I don't want it. And he sits there with his arms crossed, and he's not listening to you, and he's ignoring you, and you take the money, and you say, well, here's the money for the schiras. We are renting out your rights of the chatzar. You smack it down on the table, you turn around, and you walk out. Tony never took the money. You can't say he took the deal. He didn't take the money. He didn't take the deal. This is not effective. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'afagav d'legabi erev ikom ad amra b'seif simen shin samach zayin. Even though that when it comes to a regular eruve chatzeris between yidin, we learned earlier in shin samach zayin sif aleph, the be'eruv im ragel arev. If you have a case where, let's say, you have Ruve Shimon Levi in Yehuda, and you know you've been making eruve chatzeris for years, and Ruvain joins the Eruv Chatzeris every year, and now the Ein Roitza Achshav, and now for some reason this year on Erev Pesach, Ruvain says, nah, you know what, this year I'm not interested. And over there in Shin Samach Zayim Sif Aleph, we had a shita that says, Boin v'noitlin mimenu Bal Korchai. You could take pas from him, Bal Korchai. You could take a contribution from him, Bal Korchai, and put it into the Erev, and it works. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hachashani. Over here by an Ein Yehudi, it's different. In other words, again, we saw that by a Yisrael, you actually can take a contribution for the Erev against the will of the Yisrael if he's joined the Erev in the past. So how come over here by an Ein Yehudi you can't do it by Korchai? Says the Mishnah Berurah, over here it's different. Dein medamen akum l'Yisrael inyan kfiya b'dvar mitzvah. When it comes to forcing or compelling somebody to do something that's a dvar mitzvah, how can you compare a yid and a goy? By a yid, we know already the concept of kaifen isai achayim roitzani. When it comes to a yid, we always start with the assumption that really anything that's a dvar mitzvah, a yid wants to do. And by the way, an eruv is considered a mitzvah. We consider it a mitzvah to make an eruv. This is something that we had earlier. So we begin with the assumption that really the yid wants to do it. The yid is saying that he doesn't want to do it. All right. There's some kind of yetzer. There's some kind of yetzer hara over here. There's some kind of factor over here that's weighing in. Maybe he got into a fight with one of the B'nai HaChatzer, and now he wants to be difficult. So there's something external to the mitzvah that is somehow blocking him from consenting to do it. But does he want to do it? Deep down, ultimately, he wants to do it. Therefore, you could do it Bal Korchai, and it will still be considered effective because we don't really look at it as Bal Korchai. We really look at it that he's taka doing it b'Ritz Sinai HaTov. But you can't say that by an Ein Yehudi. You can't say that an Ein Yehudi, yeah, deep down he wants to do a mitzvah. No, he doesn't. So you can't make that comparison. Now, there's a very interesting Sha'aret Tzion over here, which I'm hoping that some of you had this machshava as soon as you heard this halacha. Says the Sha'aret Tzion, he's cut Lamed Aleph, he brings down from the Taz and the Tosefta Shabbos, and now he says, "Ubatzei al mugim kasvu." The Atzei al mugim writes, "The Balavachi without this svara, e efshe sheyoyel bar korchai bazeh. It cannot be that you should be able to be maskei rishus from an Ein Yehudi bar korchai, because it goes against the very institution of being maskerishos from an Yehudi. The chol ikar takonas aschirus. Why? Well, the Chazal misakin that you have to be maskerishos from the Yehudi kidei shelo yadu imai, so that you shouldn't be living in a chotzer together with an Yehudi. Umishum da'akim loy moigar. Right? We spoke out at the beginning of this year. What's the whole point of forcing you to be maskerishos? We're inconveniencing you. How are we inconveniencing you? Because you're going to go to the Ein Yehudi, and the Ein Yehudi is not going to want to do it. Why won't he want to do it? Because he's going to say, I don't know, you're doing heebie-jeebie stuff with me. You're trying to do kishuf on me. So he's not going to want to do it. That's what Chazal ultimately wanted, right? They knew the guy is not going to be cooperative, and that's what they wanted. The guy is not going to be cooperative. It's going to be a big inconvenience for you. You're not going to leave in a chutzah with a guy. Now, if you're telling me, v'imahani bal karchai, if you're telling me that you could do it against the will of the Ein Yehudi, so then they didn't accomplish anything with the takana, because I don't need the cooperation of the Ein Yehudi. I'll walk into his house, I'll smack down a dollar bill on the table in the front entranceway. Here, Tony, I'm being maskerishos from you. Bye-bye. And Tony will start to protest. I'm not even going to hang around to listen to him. It's not Nigeia. I did it bal karchai. So what? It works. What kind of inconvenience is there? Took me 30 seconds. The whole thing is done. Elamai, must be that you can't do it bal karchai. Okay. Weiter. Top line here on Reish Dan Aleph, Amin Beis, Sif Yud Aleph. All right. So you have to be maskerishos from the Ein Yehudi. And if he's going to put up a stink, you can't do it bal karchai. Aval, however, says the Mechaber, may ishtai, but from Mrs. Tony, ay mischirai ulikitai, or from Tony's employees. We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, schirai is like an annual employee. It's like a long-term, steady employee. Ulikitai, well, you'll recognize the shayrish in that word, of lokat or leket. This is a harvester, meaning a seasonal employee. So if you have a schirai, if Tony has a schirai or a likitai, soichrim, you can be maskerishos from them. Afal pisha hu moicha, and you could do this even against Tony's objections. So you know that Tony doesn't really want to join the Erev. You know Tony is being not cooperative. You tried to go to Tony, and you tried to be maskerishos from Tony. Tony said, nothing doing. I'm not having it. I'm not dealing with your kishuf. So now you could go to Mrs. Tony, and you could be maskerishos from Mrs. Tony. Or you could go to Schira Yulikitai. You could go to Jose or to Juan, and you could be maskerishos from them. Says the Rama, "Uschirai shel sechirai ulekitai shel balabayis." Let's say Tony has like a manager, he has like a head of household. So this head of household is an employee of Tony's, and he's authorized to go ahead and hire employees that work under him. So uschirai shel sechirai ulekitai. If the sechirai or the lekitai of Tony, if they go ahead and hire employees to work in Tony's household, shel balabayis, who kischir balabayis atzmai? You could even be maskerishos from them. They're also considered to be schirai ulikitai of the balabayis. So here in Sif Yud Aleph, we have an interesting halacha. Chazal wamasakin that you have to be maskerishos from the balabayis, from the owner, from Tony. You can't deal with Tony, all right? Say Chazal, we have a shtickle of kula over here. You could go deal with Mrs. Tony. You could be maskerishos through her. Maybe she'll be more cooperative. And this works. Even though Tony was meicha, even though Tony objected to this whole thing, you could still do it through his wife. Not only can you do it through his wife, you can even do it through his employees. Not only can you do it through a long-term employee, you can even do it through a seasonal employee. Not only could you do it through an employee, you could do it through a hire of an employee. So there's a lot of wiggle room over here how to accomplish this being maskir rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kat Lamed Beis, Avo me ishtoi, from his wife, you could be maskir rishus. V'hu adin me echad b'mnei beisai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not limited to his wife. You could do it from his kids. I've said over the story already several times, I was maskerishos from my neighbor's daughter. His teenage daughter I was maskerishos from. Aizkan lamed gimel, ay mischira yulikitai, pirish, what are schira yulikitai? Sachir la'avayit is kal hashana. A sachir, sechirai, is a long-term employee, like an annual employee, who's hired for the entire year. And the reason he's saying for a year is la'afuke likitai. Likitai is seasonal. Likitai liyamais hakotzer. Likitai is literally a harvester. So he's a seasonal employee. He's only going to be there for a month or two. So he's a very temporary employee. You could still be maskir rishus through them. Ois kot lamedalit. And this works afa pishu moicha. This works even though the balabayas, Tony, is objecting to it. He doesn't want it. Now, this whole halacha is very, very interesting, right? Why does this work? Says the Mishnah Berurah Kevan, you have to remember. The Meikar Adin ain't Dirasa Yiseris. Remember what we spoke at the beginning of this year. We always have to remember that Meikar Adin, we do not recognize the Dira of the Yeni Yehudi in the context of the halachas of Eruv Chatzeres. So really, Tony's whole bias does not aser on the other Bnei Achotzer. Ela Kadesh Lo Yilmaid Mimaisav. We only made this requirement to being Maskir Rishus because of the fear that you're going to start listening to his music and you're going to start talking the way he talks, etc., etc. We don't want you to learn from him, so we're trying to make it hard for you. But may Ikar Adin Tony does not present a problem in the world of Eruv Chatzeres at all. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hekilu Ba Chazal Mamekel, Lihi Yaisa Filu Schirai Nechshav L'Inyin Zeh Kebalabayis. And those words are really the linchpin of this halacha, and it's also going to be the linchpin of Sif Yud Beis, and that is that the Schirai Ulikitai become like the Balabais. Since they have Epis Arishus in the house of the Balabais, they have a certain level of Bailus. When I say Bailus, Bailus means ownership. I don't mean in a Choshev Mishpat sense. They don't own a share of Tony's house, but they have a certain level of authority in Tony's house. Therefore, they are stepping into the shoes of Tony. But again, to this halacha, you can be maskir rishus through them. This would be a good time to look at the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil, Ay Mischirai Ulikitai, Ayin Bimishtu Ruasiv Katlam Gimel, the Ayin Ba'atse Amugim, Oyschav Gimel, Vasiv Yodalid, Shekosav, who writes, the Be'inan Dafka, Shiyalai Lischirai Ulikitai, Rishus Lishtamesh, Bebesai Oy Bechatzerai. When we say that you could be maskir rishus through Schirai Ulikitai, the Schirai Ulikitai have to have permission. They have to have the right given to them by Tony, by the Goyish of Alabayas, to be mishtamish in the house or the chotzer, right? They have to have a certain level of authority. They have to have a certain level of rights in Tony's house, in the chotzer, to be able to do the haskaras rishus through them. Halava kiloi. But if not, then certainly you can't use them to be maskir rishus. Again, I'm showing you the Bir Halacha so that you understand the underpinning of this halacha, which is the reason you could do this through the Schirai Ulikitai, the reason you could do this through his wife, is because we look at them as stepping into the shoes of the Balabais. And this is a kula, because again, really Tony's house doesn't ask around the other Bnei HaChatzer anyway. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Kasav Agra Bibiurai, the Gra writes of the Bir Agra. This whole halacha is only true according to the first opinion that we had in Shin Samach Zayin Sif Aleph, who says that when it comes to an Erev, a regular Erev between Yisraelim, that if Reuven doesn't want to give to the Eruv Chatzeres, you could approach Mrs. Reuven and you could do it through his wife. According to the second opinion over there, who says that you cannot go to a wife and have a wife contribute to the Erev against the wishes of the husband. The same halacha would apply over here, that you can't go to Mrs. Tony and do the be maskir rishus from Mrs. Tony if you know that Tony objected to doing this and he doesn't want to do it. Ice cut lamed hey. The Ramah added that not only could you do this through Schirai Ulikitai, you could do it through a hire of the Schirai Ulikitai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'haynu kishiyesh lai lahaskir rishus, V'haynu kishiyesh lai lahasachir rishus, lakach asachir shiyeh lai rishus leishtamish b'kol habayis. When is the Ramah saying that you could be maskir rishus through the hire of a Schirai Ulikitai? That's when the Sakir, right? Let's give them names. Tony hired Jose. Jose is the manager of the household. If Jose is authorized to go hire Juan, and Juan is going to have the rights to use the house and the chotzer, right? So not only is Jose authorized to hire Juan, Jose is authorized to hire Juan and grant Juan permission to be mishtamish in the bayis and the chotzer. And in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, shiyelo rishus lehishtamish b'chol habayis, in the whole house. He has permission to walk through the house. Doesn't mean that he has permission to use the whole house, meaning he could choose whatever bed he wants to sleep in any bedroom of the house. That's not what it means, that he has the right to be mishtamish in the whole house. It means he has the run of the house. It means that if somebody finds him in bedroom number 3 in the blue room, they're not going to say, hey, Juan, what are you doing in here? No, Juan is like a housekeeper, and it's okay for him to be anywhere in the house. That's the case where we say that the second level employee, Juan, that was hired by Jose, can also step into the shoes of Tony, and you can be maskir rishus through him. Okay, now, the important thing that we need to take away from Sif Yud Aleph before we go into Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis is a little bit complex, but it's one of these seifim that are a little bit complex, but not really complex. The takeaway from Sif Yud Aleph that we have to bring into Sif Yud Beis is this idea that Chazal allowed for a kula where somebody could step into the shoes of the Ein Yehudi Balabayas. And once that person steps into the shoes of the Ein Yehudi Balabayas, now the Bnei HaChotzer could be Maskir Rishus from him. That person is now authorized to rent out the Rishus of Tony. So Tony doesn't want to be cooperative. You could go to Jose. And what are you doing with Jose? You're going to give Jose $5 and you're renting Tony's rights in the Chotzer. You're doing it through Jose, because Jose is stepping into the shoes of Tony. Now we're going to stretch this a little bit and we're going to point it in another direction. Says the Mechaber, Emena writes Alaskir. You went to Tony and you cannot deal with Tony. There's no way Tony is going to be Maskir Rishus to you. You don't have an option of Mrs. Tony. Maybe Tony's not married. You don't have an option of Jose because Tony doesn't have Schiro Yolikitoi. Tony is a tough guy, lives alone. He's not going to be cooperative and you don't have anybody else to do it with. Is there another way you could accomplish this? Imena writes Alaska. He simply doesn't want to do it. You have no other workaround. Says the Mechaber, Yiskarev loy echad bibnei achotzer. One of the people, one of the Yisraelim who live in the chotzer, let's say Reuven, should become friendly with Tony. Now, right away, this is very strange, right? Because the whole reason we're requiring you to be maskir rishus is because we don't want you to be friendly with the Ein Yehudi. But over here, now that we made the takana, and now that the takana is blowing up in your face, and you really can't seem to accomplish being maskir rishus, and what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to move? What are you supposed to do? Right? So the Chazal, the Mechaber is giving you a workaround. What's the first step in the workaround? Somebody should become friendly with him. Just very interesting. The Rabbanans, Rabbi Isai. So, Yiskarev lo yechad bimnei achotzer. And again, chas v'chalila, sometimes I worry when I say that. Somebody shouldn't take it the wrong way. Chas v'chalila. I'm not denigrating the Rabbanans, and I'm not making fun of the Rabbanans. I'm just saying that Dine the Rabbanan are this way. Dine Drabbanan have these interesting gray areas where the Chazal did something in order to accomplish a certain goal, but at the same time, Chazal, in their wisdom, also knew that their Drabbanans have to be able to work in the real world. They have to be able to work. And we know that you don't make a takana she'ef sh'roiv atzibar labay boy. So the Chazal did not craft their Yisurei Drabbanan in impossible ways. They crafted their Yisurei Drabbanan with tremendous wisdom. But that's also why it becomes difficult to learn Dine Drabbanan, because they're not black and white. You can't be dogmatic when you sit and you learn about Yisurei Drabbanan. And for some people, this is very, very difficult. You can't just make a list of rules and say, okay, check, 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 check. The Yisurei Drabbanan is going to apply equally in every case now. No, it doesn't work that way. So, this is a prime example. We're making an Issa D'Rabbanan because we want to distance you from an Eini Yehudi. What happens at the end of the day? You can't seem to get into Ruvah Chatzeris across the table. Oh, Yiskar of Loyecha B'mnei Chatzer. One of the B'nei Chatzer should become friendly with the Eini Yehudi. All right, weiter. So a man writes to Lahasker. He doesn't want to rent out his Rishus. No way, no how. Yiskar of Loyecha B'mnei Chatzer. One of the members of the Chatzer should become friendly with him. What's the goal? Ad Sheyashaloi Rishusai. Until the Eini Yehudi is willing to lend out to that person something in his house, something in his chatzer, some rishus in his, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that he's lending him his grill. Sheyehelo rishus laniach by shum davar. He should give him permission to store something, let's say, in his garage, right? You become friendly with the Eini Yehudi, and then you turn to Tony, and you say, you know, Tony, I got a little problem. You see my lawnmower over there? I leave it out all the time because I have no place to keep it. I don't know what I'm going to do. Tony says, what's the problem? Bring it into my house. Put it in the garage. I got plenty of room in the garage. You know, no problem. All right. Oh, now Reuven just got rights in Tony's house. Oh, says the Mechaber, what does that accomplish? So he should be friendly with him. Ad chiyachal reshusai. Until he lends him his rishus, sheyehelei rishus laniach by shum davar, meaning that he should have the right to keep something by Tony, dahavalei kischira yulekitoi. Now Reuven becomes like schira yulekitoi. What does that mean? Well, we saw in Sifyon Aleph that schira yulekitoi, right, they could step into Tony's shoes. Why could they step into Tony's shoes? Because they get a paycheck from Tony? No. The reason they could step into Tony's shoes is because they are members of Tony's household. They have rights inside Tony's house. It's not because of the paycheck. Because we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, right? This only works if the employee has rights in the house. That's the point. The point is, the Schira Yolikitai has rights in the house. Therefore, he could become a Shtikala Balabayas. And he could step into Tony's shoes. Oh, Reuven just became a Shtikala Balabas by Tony. How? Because Tony gave him permission to store something in his house. So now I got a foothold. I got a foothold in the house. Once Reuven gets a foothold in the house, there's a shtikla balabas in Tony's house. And now, says the Mechaber, umaskir shaloi midasa in Yehudi. Now Reuven could be maskir rishus, right? Now the other B'nai Chatzer could come to Reuven, and they could be maskir rishus from Reuven, because Reuven becomes like a shutif with Tony. He's now standing in Tony's shoes. So again, Chazal's takana, you have to be maskir rishus from Tony. You can't be maskir rishus from Tony. You can be maskir rishus from his wife. You can't be maskir rishus from his wife. You can be maskir rishus from schira yolikitoi because they could step into his shoes. You can't do it from his wife or from his schira yolikitoi. Oh, give Reuven a foothold in Tony's house, and now he becomes like schira yolikitoi. And now he could step into Tony's shoes, and now you could be maskir rishus from Reuven. Fascinating. And you could do it even shalom midasa in Yehudi, right? The same way schira yolikitoi or Mrs. Tony, you could do it against Tony's objections. Here also, you could be maskir rishus from Reuven against Tony's objections. Let's pause over here, and let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kadlam Vav, Echa B'mnei Chatzer. So the way the Mechaber couched the case was that who's doing this? Who's becoming friendly with Tony and getting a place to keep the lawnmower? Echad mibnei chatzer. One of the people who live in the chatzer. Says to Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. Who adin afilu shaloi mibnei chatzer. It doesn't have to be Reuven from the chatzer. Let's say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda who live in the chatzer, you know, their relationships with Tony are not so good. They live together with him in the chatzer, and sometimes there's a little tension over there. But we happen to know that Tony has a good friend, Naftali, who lives, three blocks down. All right, we can get Naftali to do this. Naftali will get a foothold in Tony's house, getting the right to keep something there, and then we'll go to Naftali, and we'll be maskir rishus from Naftali. We don't need him to live in the chatzer. Who adin afilu shaloi b'nei chatzer v'urcha demil sanakat. So why does the Mechaber say somebody who lives in the chatzer? Because that would be the more typical case. Oh, he's got Lamzayt. So this person is going to go become friendly with Tony, and he's going to get permission to keep something to place something in Tony's Rishus. And how does this help? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vekaina Oisai Hamakim, it's kind of like this Yid who's becoming friendly with Tony acquires the place that he got permission to use. By putting his lawnmower in Tony's garage, he acquires that space in Tony's garage. And that makes him a shtikal abalabayas in Tony's house, enough that now you can be masking rishos from him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ladas Harbi Paiskim, according to many Paiskim, Mahani, this is effective, Afapisha Silka Yakakak Mishon. Even, let's say, Reuven got Rishos to put his lawnmower in Tony's garage, he kept it there for an hour, and then he took it out. That's enough. You could still go ahead and be Maskei Rishos from Reuven on behalf of Tony. Because he got enough rights. He has the right that, you know, tomorrow, if he needs to put his lawnmower away, he could put his lawnmower by Tony's garage. And how does this work? Said the Mechaber, he becomes, in the words of the Mechaber, he becomes like Tony's Schira Yolikitai. Says the Mishnah, how does this work? He gets a shtikala shutvis. He has a shtikala, a partnership with Tony in his house. Ice cotton lamites. And then what do you do? So again, what are the mechanics over here? You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda living in the Chatzar. They tried to be maskarishos from Tony. Tony lives in the Chatzar. Tony won't do it. Reuven becomes buddy-buddy with Tony. Now Reuven steps into Tony's shoes, right? Now what? The Mechaber said, now umaskir shalom yudasi yehudi. Now Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are going to come to Reuven, and they're going to be maskarishos from Reuven on behalf of Tony. Now the Mishnah Berurah wonders about this. If you read between the lines, Mishnah Berurah is wondering about this, right? I mean, think about it. Let's do the math, right? The whole problem over here is that you're trying to make it a Reuven Chatzeres, right? You're trying to bundle everybody into one big happy family so that the Chatzer is serving only one entity, right? Let's not lose sight of the ultimate goal. What's the problem? The problem is Tony. Tony's an Eini Yehudi. Tony, because of the Takanas Chazal, Tony's going to asser on us, even though Tony really shouldn't asser on us, but he's going to. What's the Eitzah? You have to be Maskei Rishos from Tony. We can't be Maskei Rishos from Tony. So what do we do? So Reuven became friendly with Tony. Reuven became a shtickle of alabayas in Tony's house. Now, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda will be Maskei Rishos from Reuven on behalf of Tony. Wonders to Mishnah Berurah, why do we need that last step? Why do we just say Reuven became a shtickel of alabayas in Tony's house? Now Reuven will make a contribution to the Reuven Chatzeres. And when Reuven makes his contribution to the Reuven Chatzeres, let it cover Reuven's house and let it also cover Tony. Why do you have to be maskarishos from Tony? Why don't we just look at it that Reuven has now overtaken Tony's house? And Reuven's contribution to the Reuven Chatzeres will check off the checkbox of Tony's house. Why do we have to be Maskei Rishos? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. It's called Lamentes. Ava b'loy schiris layoyel. This won't work without the final step of being Maskei Rishos from Tony. Why? D'loy adif ha-yisrael la'aymid b'b'kaymai mimenu. Reuven cannot be better than Tony. Reuven, by getting a foothold in Tony's house, stepped into Tony's shoes. He can't be better than Tony. From Tony, you would have to be Maskei Rishos. We can't say now that Reuven stepped into his shoes, you don't need to be Maskei Rishos. No, you still need to be Maskei Rishos. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, you might wonder, wait a second, what did we learn earlier in Siftes? In Siftes, we said earlier that if you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Tony living in the Chatzar, do each one of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, do each one of them have to be Maskei Rishos from Tony? No. One could do it on behalf of everybody else. So now the Mishnah Berurah is puzzled. Wait a second. Why don't we at least look at it that when Reuven got a foothold into Tony's house, let's look at it that pshat is Reuven did the being Maskei Rishos on behalf of Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Right? What's the difference if Reuven gives Tony $1 on behalf of Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and that's how he rents out rights in Tony's house, or Reuven gets the permission from Tony to put his lawnmower in his garage, and by doing that, he got rights in Tony's house. Either way, why do you now need a separate being maskir rishus? So, v'loy dami l'chamish shurim b'chatzar mavur b'sif test is chiyu sechad b'hem dayal kulam. Says the Mishnah, no, this is not the same as Siftes, where one of the Yisraelim could be maskir rishus from the En Yehudi on behalf of everyone else. We don't say that by getting rishus to put your lawnmower there, Reuven was sort of maskir rishus on behalf of everybody else. Shani Hassam, Siftes is different. Sha'isaya Echad, because over there, Reuven, who did the, who was maskir rishus and gave Tony the dollar, I'll call upon him Sachar Meya Akum. He did, he was maskir rishus. He did the Takanas Chazal. The Takanas Chazal is somebody has to go to Tony and be Maskir Rishos. In Siftes, Reuven went to Tony and was Maskir Rishos, like the Takanas Chazal. And he did it on behalf of everybody. Masha'ekin Hakol, but that's not what's happening over here at Sifyud Beis. Shahayarak B'She'ela Mimenu. Over here, Reuven wasn't Maskir Rishos from Tony. He buddied up to Tony, and he borrowed from Tony the rights to put his lawnmower in his garage. That's not the Iker Takanas Chazal. That's not being Maskir Rishus. So we can't say that Reuven accomplished being Maskir Rishus on behalf of the other B'nai HaKotzer. He didn't. He wasn't Maskir Rishus. All he did was get rights in Tony's house to the extent that he could now step into Tony's shoes, and now the B'nai HaKotzer could come and be Maskir Rishus from him instead of being Maskir Rishus from Tony. Because according to this opinion, we're going to see another dissenting opinion in a moment, but according to this opinion, the Takanas Chazal requires being Maskir Rishus. Borrowing the rights to put your lawnmower in the garage is not effective. It's only effective to the extent, only that it allows you to step into Tony's shoes, lahaskir, to rent out Tony's rishus to the other b'nei achatzer, kischirai ulikitai, just like you have the halach in Sifyat Aleph of schirai ulikitai, ukeekod b'nei besoi, or one of Tony's kids, Tony Jr. See, I live in Staten Island, so it could be Tony Jr., it could be his daughter, Antonia Juneris. Okay. Right. Now we have a dissenting opinion here. Four lines from the bottom in the Shulchan Aruch, V'yeshayimim, there is another opinion that says, She'enai tzarech lahaskir. There is an opinion that actually holds. Once Reuven gets a foothold in Tony's house, not only could he step into Tony's shoes, and now you can be maskir rishus from him. No, they actually don't have to be maskir rishus from him. Elonai sinai Reuven v'dayoi. There is a shita that holds that no, Reuven got a foothold in Tony's garage. He now becomes a balabayas over Tony's house. And now when Reuven makes his contribution to the Reuven Chatzeres, Hitaka covers Tony's house together with his. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut mem. She'enai tzarech lahaskir. You have an opinion that says that the other B'nai HaChatzer do not have to be maskir rishus. Now, I just want to point out one thing right away. The halakha that we're learning right now is only germane if the one that buddied up to Tony is from the B'nai HaChatzer. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, you could get somebody who lives three blocks down to be buddy up, to cozy up to Tony, and then you could be maskir rishus from him. Where this opinion is saying right now that the one who cozies up to Tony could actually make the contribution to the Erev on behalf of Tony, that's only if he lives in the Chatzah. Even though we're going to see a dissenting opinion to that too. But Pashtus, and the way the Mishnah Berurah starts off, that's the way it is. Says the Mishnah again, you have this opinion that says, Reuven, who lives in the Chatzar, cozied up to Tony, he got a foothold in Tony's house. Now, indeed, Shimon Levi and Yehuda are not required to be maskir rishus from Reuven. Reuven will give his contribution to the Erev, and it will cover Tony's house. Sfir lalo deyazu, this opinion holds, talav dafka schirus matir ba'akum. That no, it's not only schirus that could take care of an akum's house. Hu hadin she'ela, lending also helps. Umemela, therefore, she'elasai, Reuven's borrowing of a rishus from Tony for his lawnmower, moil ba'ad kulam, that is effective. It's like when Tony borrows the rights to put his lawnmower in Tony's garage, what he's actually doing is it's the same thing as being maskir rishus from Tony on behalf of the other Menei HaChatzer. He's getting the same way when Reuven is maskir rishus from Tony and gives him $5, he's gaining a foothold by Reuven on behalf of all the Menei HaChatzer. So too, when he gets a foothold to put his lawnmower in Reuven's garage, in Tony's garage, he's getting a foothold by Tony on behalf of all the other Menei HaChatzer, and then you don't need to be maskir rishus anymore. That is the being maskir rishus. K'moi b'hahi d'sif tes l'inyin schiris v'alkein, and therefore, dai b'mashad oisid b'erev im sh'ar Menei HaChatzer, and therefore it would be enough just for Reuven to give his contribution to the Erev together with the other Menei HaChatzer, and it covers his house and Tony's. Oiskot mem aleph. Ella, he just has to make a contribution to the Erev, says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chatchila nachalacha shosfara yishayna, l'chatchila, we should not rely on this second more kuladik opinion, we should be makber like the first opinion. Aizkan men beis, naisini ruvay v'dayoy, Reuven will make his contribution to the Erev, and that will be enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chayra mashma, l'chayra, the implication is, like I just spoke out in the previous sif, l'chayra mashma, right? Again, let's do the math. Why would this work? The reason this would work is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda all live in the Chatzah together with Tony. Lechatchila, they're supposed to be maskir rishus from Tony. Only one of them has to do it. So one of them goes to Tony and is maskir rishus on behalf of all the Bnei Chatzah. You weren't able to accomplish being maskir rishus. So Reuven cozied up to Tony, and he borrowed from Tony the right to keep his lawnmower in his garage. According to the second opinion over here, now you don't have to be maskir rishus from Reuven. All Reuven has to do is give a contribution to the Erev, and his contribution to the Erev will cover his house and Tony's house. Okay, let's say we're not dealing with Reuven. Let's say we're dealing with Naftali, who lives three blocks down. Naftali is not part of the chatzer. So on what planet does it pass for Naftali to make a contribution to the Erev? You would think, if you're dealing with Naftali, well then the Bnei HaChatzer have to be maskir rishus from Naftali, right? Otherwise, what did you accomplish over here? Naftali cozied up to Tony and got the right to keep his lawnmower in Tony's garage. Okay, how does that help us? The reason it helps us is because now Naftali is like Schirei Likitei of Tony, and now we could be maskir rishus from Naftali instead of being maskir rishus from Tony. You want Naftali to give a contribution to the Erev? On what planet does that make sense? He's not from the Bnei HaKotzer. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah starts off, Ois Katan Membeis, L'chayrim Ashver, L'loy Tzarech, L'Erev, Eli Kishub, Bnei HaKotzer, U'kamayshem Ariyah Mechaber, which is the case that the Mechaber is dealing with, right? The Mechaber said, Echod Mibnei HaKotzer. But in the Chiddush Rashba, says the Mishnah Berurah Mashma, it's implied, da'afilu enoy dar b'chotzer. Even if we're dealing with Naftali, who does not live in the chotzer, hitzrichu chachamim liten chelik be'erov, misham hay bayis shal akum, dechashvina leikilu darsham. Rabbeisai, if I'm understanding this Mishnah Berurah right, and I hope I am, what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying is, if you're dealing with Naftali, there's an extra step. If you're dealing with Naftali, I think there's an extra step. I think. I didn't look at the Rashba inside. I have to take a look at this Rashba. But if you're dealing with Naftali from three blocks down, Naftali got the right to put his lawnmower in Tony's garage. Now, you could be maskir rishus from Naftali on behalf of Tony. Question is that enough? Now, could Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda go make it a Reuven Chatzeres, and everything is fine? Because, no problem, the Yisraelim, they joined in the Reuven Chatzeres. What are you doing with Tony? Oh, we will maskir rishus from Tony. How will you maskir rishus from Tony? Through Naftali. How do you do it through Naftali? Well, Naftali borrowed the rights to keep his lawnmower in Tony's garage. So he stepped into Tony's shoes. So now we can be maskir rishus from him. Okay, that sounds perfect. Says the Rashba, Naftali also has to make a contribution to the Erev. Why? It seems that the Rashba is saying, you can't cut it both ways. What do you want to say? You want to say that Naftali from three blocks down stepped into Tony's shoes And because he stepped into Tony's shoes, you can be maskir rishus from him on behalf of Tony. But that only works because Naftali is a shtickel of balabayas in Tony's house. Well, if Naftali is a shtickel of balabayas in Tony's house, then why doesn't Naftali aser on the other b'nei chatzer? Now you're looking at it as if Naftali, on a certain level, lives in Tony's house. Well, then Naftali lives in the chatzer. And then if Naftali lives in the chatzer, he's going to aser on the other b'nei chatzer. What do? He has to make a contribution to the Eruv. So if the one who's getting buddy-buddy with Tony lives in the chatzer, so fine, everything is good. Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda will be maskir rishus from Reuven on behalf of Tony. Reuven will also give a contribution to the Eruv. He has to anyway, to cover his own house, right? So then everything is fine. But if you're dealing with Naftali from outside the chatzer, you might think that Naftali doesn't have to give a contribution to the Eruv, because why should he? He doesn't live in the chatzer. Kamash Malon, the Rajma, no, he does have to. Because by stepping into Tony's shoes, he becomes a shtickel of alabayis by Tony. Imkei, he asks on the other b'nei chatzer, unless he joins the Eruv Chatzeros. Okay, we're going to stop over here. We'll continue next time with Sif Yud Gimel. Thank you so much for joining me for Limud HaTorah. The source of Limud HaTorah should be Megan against Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlomo should send Yeshua's for Fuas Parnasa and Shaduchim to those in need. We should be zeichet to see the B'yas Gol Tzedek. Amen. Be well.